This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
And we have a lot to talk about Arizona football. There's a lot going on in that world. And there was quite a bit of hullabaloo in Arizona Athletics on Saturday because Arizona men's tennis won the Pac-12 championship. Huzzah! First and last Pac-12 championship for them. They beat their rival, Stanford, and it's a pretty darn good day. And then the softball team won, and it was Caitlin's 100th win as a coach. So that was also a big day.
I think Chip Hale has like 97 or 98, so he'll be getting his 100 here soon.
Kind of bummer for baseball they didn't win. That would have been nice to have like a triple threat today. But the women beat UCLA, so that's always makes it an even better day to beat UCLA. So congrats to tennis and to softball. We are very proud of you. And, you know, then there's a whole football thing that happened in the football world, Jason. I think you and Mike talked about it quite a bit. But the draft happened.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jordan Morgan got drafted by the Packers on Thursday, which was awesome. On Saturday, Jacob Cowing became the second Wildcat to be drafted. He went to the Niners in the fourth round with the 135th pick. The highest Arizona wide receiver selected since Mike Thomas in 2009, and then the first wide receiver since Jerron Kreiner in 2012. And then it took a little longer than I would have liked.
Yeah, but it was weird.
Tanner McLaughlin was selected with the 194th pick by the Bengals. Very cool for him. And he actually, Arizona with the three picks, matched the most selected in one draft since 2014, which was Kadeem, Shaq Richardson, and Marquise Flowers, who also went to the Bengals. So, good day overall for Arizona. Good draft. Michael Wiley signed with the Commanders, and Taylor Upshaw signed with the Carolina Panthers. And then Tyler Manoa also signed a deal. I forget who, because I'm a little surprised.
There's like a whole list.
That Tyler Manoa signed a deal, even though he's a really nice kid. Yes, Minnesota Vikings. So, yeah, pretty cool deal. We'll see if those guys can make it, but happy for the players that got drafted and think they actually all went to pretty good fits for them.
Yeah, it's awesome. And Jordan Morgan showed up at the spring game on Saturday, which is pretty
cool. Yeah, it's
cool.
One day after getting drafted and bound to sign a big old contract, he was at the spring game hanging out with the linemen. He was just standing on the sideline with the linemen and shaking hands and kissing babies and very cool to see out there.
Living that Marana celebrity life, because he's from Marana. Okay, well, I had a great time at the spring game, being out in the crowd with the girls. I know you were there. What did you think of the format overall of the spring game? Because it was different.
Yeah, it was different, and I don't want to... It's funny, I was talking to Brian Peterson about the format and all that, and basically, the conclusion we came to was when Jed Fish took over, Arizona football was really, really bad.
They were bad.
Like, no one was going to go to the spring game. You needed gimmicks. You needed Gronk. You needed water guns and DJs and all that crap. One, Brett Brennan's just not that type of dude. And two, Arizona's at a place where it doesn't really need gimmicks. You know, it's just straightforward. And, yeah, I mean, look, in an ideal world, you have a game. But the reality is that Arizona's 15 scholarships down. And they have at least a dozen injuries. It is literally impossible for them to have fielded two teams. And because of that, you saw the 7-on-7 format, which allowed people to kind of see some exciting plays without any hits. And I know that people like hitting, but look, we're at the point of spring practice at that, you know, even though spring practice is over now. But Saturday was that point where these guys, they don't need to hit each other anymore.
No.
Practice was already physical. There's a lot of hitting. There's a lot of injuries, nothing crazy major.
Just banged up.
But, you know, it's T-Max, I guess, is major. But other than that, like, there's just no need. You don't need to do it. The format was fine. You got alumni involved. You got some fans involved. It was fine overall, I thought. And I thought the actual thing was the complaints, generally speaking, and I haven't watched it, obviously, but the complaints mostly came from people that were watching at home. Because I guess from what multiple people texted me and tweeted at me, the Pac-12 Network basically didn't show the game. They just did interviews the entire game. So,
I mean, their cameraman might have been fired right in the middle of the broadcast. Who knows?
And, like, I mean, for instance, like, shout out Mackenzie Hamilton. Great girl. Yeah. All that. But, like, she works for Arizona and they had her doing the interviews on the sideline because they didn't have the crew. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind of where they're at right now. I don't know what their angles are, but, you know, it was a... great opportunity for Mackenzie. Like, nothing against her at all. I'm just saying, like, this is kind of...
It wasn't really broadcast
yeah,
properly.
Like, this is kind of where we're at. It was kind of like, it wasn't, you know, you used to have to fill 2 hours of space and time, and it'd be like, yeah, we're just going to do this, and this is going to take a half an hour and all this, and you're like, ugh. But then you realize they're going 10-minute running quarters, and then that's it, and you're like, oh, I kind of like this. So I'd rather it be like this, honestly, than a 2.5-hour spring game where you see fifth-string guys getting run. It's just, you know, this to me was more meaningful, but I understand the format, especially to those watching on TV, is probably a little awkward, a little disappointing, I think.
Hmm. I will say I met Desiree. I tweeted, and you saw my tweet as well, that she was actually scanning people's tickets at the main gate, which was really cool. And I, you know, we chatted for a quick second. And I do think that, you know, from the operational perspective, I think she's kind of embedding herself and seeing how different teams run and work. And I think that the fans, you know, experience side of things is a high priority. And I get the feeling that we're going to start seeing changes. If it's not this year, by next year, like the spring game next year is going to look completely different. We're going to have a full team probably, like, you know, it's going to be, but I think that that seems to be an important aspect for her. So I was thrilled to see her there.
I also wonder if she uses the autograph app.
Oh, the autograph app.
You should have asked if she used the autograph.
You know what? Shoot, I didn't ask her if she had the autograph app.
Yeah, all the Arizona content, she waved to me in the press room, and I should have said, you know what? Download the autograph app. Password, code word, what is it? Whatever it's called. AZCAT, capital A, capital Z, lowercase cat. Kind of curates all the content. Me, Mike Luke, Brian Pete, all that stuff.
Yeah, the official Arizona Twitters, everything's on there.
And I've gotten word from the head honchos that Arizona fans have made an impact. So go download. It's a big deal. The more impact you make, the more cool prizes and games and rewards and all that they're going to have, because they'll realize that you guys are an insane fan base.
I believe the word they used was there is a flurry of activity from Arizona fans.
A cornucopia.
Cornucopia, as it were. Yeah, so next time we talk to Desiree, I will make a mental note to mention the autograph app in the middle of that conversation.
Yes,
so.
Thank you.
speaking of mentioning, you mentioned online, i.e., I believe on Twitter, probably the message board, it's hard to read too much into the offense at the spring game. Why is that?
Well, multiple reasons. Number one, this is still a brand new offense. It's not like the whole thing's installed, everyone's been running it. It's still a new offense. Number two, the key to any successful offense is the offensive line. Arizona doesn't really have an offensive line right now. Wendell Moy, who might be Arizona's second, let's just call him the second best lineman, was out. Raymond Polito was out. The depth wasn't there. They started a walk-on, and no disrespect to the walk-on, but you're starting a walk-on at guard as opposed to Wendell Moy. Like, they're moving pieces around. Their backups are a little bit banged up or haven't practiced. Like, Matthew Lotta was available and played, but that, you know, he was out for a week before that. Jackson Holman was out. Keon Burnett and Tyler Powell were out. You know, other guys are, Quali Conley was out, right? So you're, maybe your one running back, maybe your one or two tight, like, multiple linemen, they're out. Like, you just can't make a serious judgment based off the offense when half the offense is basically missing. Like, it's just not, it's not fair to the offense at all. I think they're going to add guys, which we'll get to him later, but you can take the best quarterback in the country, the best, you know, and T-Mac is gone. So you're missing your best wide receiver, you're probably your second best offensive lineman, when your top tight ends, a wide receiver who's had a great spring, your number one running back, and you're like, hey, let's pretend like nothing happened. It's just, it's not like that.
Mm.
So I don't read anything into spring games anyway. Like, it's always funny, I brought this up, the red and blue game. When whoever plays best in the red and blue game is the MVP, and you realize that, like, 80% of the time they never do anything in a regular game. Like, spring games are just kind of...
It's just a hype game, guys. It's hype. It's a practice.
I mean, you can take some stuff away, which, and we'll get to that in a minute, but to judge the entire offense, be like, I'm nervous about the offense right now based on an April 27th practice with multiple starters missing, it doesn't do anything for me.
Okay. Then what stood out on that side of the ball for you? What did it for you?
Noah, I thought there was one play, and I know it was 7-on-7, but I don't remember who the receiver is, but he rocketed a ball to the sideline, and it was only like a 15-yard play, if that, but the arm strength looks better. It absolutely looks better in the spring. The first play of the day on 7-on-7 is a 50-yard bomb to Malachi Riley, which was perfectly thrown. He looked good. I think Speedy looks stronger this year.
He looks bigger.
I think the wide receiver group was pretty impressive. Malachi, Brandon Phelps at the end with Dorman really came on. He had that really nice catch, and on the throw from Dorman had a really nice catch. The tight ends are very clearly a major part of this offense. It was funny, Roberto Miranda talked to the media after the game, and we basically said, what's the biggest difference? And he said, well, in the playbook, they'll actually give me the rock. And it sounds like an insult, but it's not. Like, the guy has one career catch on a forced play because his dad or parents came or whatever. And, like, he is so much better than that. And I think he's literally, you could make an argument he's been the biggest surprise of anybody in camp, because he can really catch the ball and block. Like, he is a legit weapon. And then, you know, the offensive line, not great, obviously, but I think overall there are some fine things. You know, I think the deep ball is working, and yeah, you see some things you like.
Okay. Well, you saw some things you like. I was talking with a lot of people, yeah. But you know, we'll get to that later. Defensively, how have the Wildcats done this spring?
I think Brent Brennan would confirm this. The defense is better than the offense this spring. Now, that is predictable. The defense is pretty much the same as it was. Dwayne Aquino's running it. The biggest difference is that it's a little more aggressive. But they're running a lot of dollar package. So that dollar package is nothing new to these guys. Like, the lineman is just the lineman. You're doing pretty much the same thing anyway. But Genesis, Dalton, the corners, like, those guys know the dollar package. They know what they're doing defensively. So they're clearly going to be ahead of an offense that's installing pretty much a brand new offense. The defense was good. There's spots where they need to get a little better, and I expect that in the next few weeks here they will get better. I think depth-wise, it's a little scary. I think cornerback is a little scary, especially if Dakario leaves. But there's, let's just say there's options out there that I think Arizona's in good shape for.
Mm.
I'm not naming names, but I expect there to be, especially at the very least, a depth improvement. I mean, you look today, like, Arizona's defensive line is, you know, Chuba's fine and all that, but like, Kevon Darton was on the sidelines because he's not enrolled yet. Well, this is a kid that was really good in the ACC. Like, he's going to play right away. And so they're going to get other linemen, and I think they'll be fine in that area. But the defense was clearly better than the offense pretty much all spring.
Mm, okay. Well, which players on defense caught your eye on Saturday?
I'm not sure there's a guy that's made a bigger jump defensively from last year to this year than Ty.
Nope, that's true.
He was awesome. Once again, he was awesome. You know, knocked the offensive lineman on his butt, got to the quarterback. He has been really good all spring at defensive end. He's a guy that I like quite a bit. I think Trey Smith has really come on as of late. You know, it's funny. The other day, Danny Gonzalez said something like, basically, I'm trying to remember the...
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Exact way that he said it, but he basically said like they need a limited scope for Justin Flo, and what he was saying was in a nice way, we know Justin Flo can't cover, but that dude could go get the quarterback. And so like literally all spring it's been Flo go get the quarterback, which is what we've been saying
for over a year
a coach needed to do. Well, we saw it on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Right, like he stopped a run, he got to the quarterback, and I joked around, I was like, look, he's gonna have 5 sacks and 6 tackles, that'll be his season line, like he won't do anything but sack the quarterback. Which is fine. That should be his role. You know, and then you look at the secondary. He was generally fine. Emmanuel Carmley got burned, but he also had a really nice pick. The one-handed pick on what should have been a sack. But he did get burned on the deep ball a few times. But you also got to remember, it's not like he has experience.
He's a new baby.
Right. So he's basically a true freshman with the way that he's playing. Takario's Takario. But defensively, the guy that I think really caught my eye was Ty. Congrats to Sterling Lane. He had a sack. He's been seeing more playing time than he ever did. I know the previous coaching staff will see if he can turn that into something. But my defensive MVP was probably Ty. I was very impressed by him.
Nice. There was a field goal, you know, just...
Tyler Lute posted a tweet of a field goal that he hit before the scrimmage from 75 yards out off a tee. It was off a tee, but he still.
Nice. Go, Tyler. Look at you. Well, you got to keep that up, and no misses. Okay, well, overall, do you think, Jason Scheer, was it a successful spring for Arizona football?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't really know what a unsuccessful spring looks like. You know, it's you could say it wasn't all that successful because of the injuries. That's your biggest thing, avoid injuries. But I think it was successful in installing things, establishing the culture, the physicality. Look, when you listen to the players after the pressers, I don't think it's BS. Like when, you know, Leif Magnusson, when Alex Deust, when all those guys say, look, like we love Coach Oglesby. When Brent Brennan says that he wants to establish a certain culture where they, you know, Matt Atkins said we want to break down barriers and get to know them as people. Dwayne Aquino took a shot on TV today, supposedly.
Big shot!
Where he said that only the NFL is the wrong message. Like, these are kids. This is a college. Like, it shouldn't be NFL. It's not. Like, this is a very different staff. And I think that the positive culture has been established, and it may not be a question that I can answer for three more days until the portal closes. I think that has a large basis in how successful the spring is. But overall, I would say so far, so good. I think the coaching staff would say that it was a good spring. And Brennan said today that he wished he had more time. Like, you just, and they're not, you know, they're banged up and all that, but you're trying to do so much as a new coach that another week wouldn't hurt. Obviously, you don't get one, but, you know, there's still a lot to be done.
Yeah, it's hard to be the head coach, especially new, especially walking in the environment that he came into is hard. But he's done an admirable job. Great job, Ren Brennan. What is the next step now for this coaching staff?
Well, I should say next steps, right?
What,
so let's kind of bullet point it. Number one, retain your players. The portal closes, I believe, Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Or so, Wednesday night, whatever. You have to have your name in before it closes, so you'll see some announcements on, like, Thursday. Retain your players. In an ideal world, Dakario Davis exits the portal.
Yes.
I have a feeling he's not going to exit the portal. I think he takes a visit or two. I'm not saying he's leaving Arizona. I actually think he's very happy at Arizona. But, look, if you could go visit Texas and raise your price a little bit, more power to you. I know people are wondering if Dakario's handled it the right way. From what I understand, the coaching staff has no problem with how he's handled it. He's been very forward with, like, look, I'm going to give you guys a chance. I'm going to go through spring ball, and then I'm going to make a decision. I don't think that we see it. It's June, and he's still in the portal. I think this thing will probably move pretty quickly in terms of visits or making a decision to exit the portal or whatever it may be. There's some other guys that are thinking about it. You got to be able to retain them. You want to make sure you're keeping your starters pretty much. I don't think there's a backup that would crumble the team. But look, I haven't heard of anybody imminently leaving. But I'm sure that, you know, Brent Brennan after practice said there's going to be some exit meetings. And what that means is, like, look, spring is over. You are here in the depth chart. This is what you need to get better at. If they sit down with a wide receiver and they go, look, you're third at Z, you know, that wide receiver would be like, no, then I'm not. I'm out. Right. So I think it wouldn't be a surprise to see a couple more guys enter. It's not a guarantee. I don't foresee anybody huge entering, but we'll see what happens. The second thing that he needs to do is go out and get guys in the portal. Arizona had about 75 visitors today. Not all off in the portal, but they had a good amount of portal guys, but 75 visitors. A very long list. So for those that don't think Brent Brennan is recruiting for whatever dumbass reason, to be blunt.
Shots fired.
He is recruiting. They had 75 guys around there on campus. They need to get better at certain positions. The second team defensive line, even if you have Darton, you need to add something. You need to be prepared if Dakario Davis
leaves.
Even if he doesn't leave, you probably need a second corner. No disrespect to Carnley or G7, but they're solid, but they're not necessarily that guy. I look at San Jose State, and I'm just putting it out here. Javion Cole, really good corner. Not in the portal yet. Will officially be in the portal Monday. You got to make him your top priority if you're Arizona. If you could somehow keep Dakario and match him with Cole, all of a sudden you literally have one of the best corner combinations in the entire country. You know, I expect Arizona to add a linebacker. It may happen by the time you're listening to by this. Alec Marenko from New Mexico, who played for Danny Gonzalez, I think he's pretty much in. He was at the spring game. We'll see what happens on Sunday if he wants to commit now. But I think it'll happen pretty quickly. And this is a kid with offers from Auburn and Kansas State.
Whoop.
Like, so Danny Gonzalez landing him isn't just like, hey, you played for me. It's the kid's going to play. You need to add depth on the defensive line. You need to add multiple offensive linemen. You just do. I mean, you know, Deuce isn't ready yet. Ryan Stewart is solid, but he's kind of injury prone a little bit, even though, I like him. The walk-on is okay, you know, but you don't necessarily want to be there. Polito, while good, is obviously hurt quite a bit. You can't go into fall camp with this being your offensive line. Like, to me, if I'm Oglesby, I'm adding two or three linemen. I really am. And if that forces one of the lower linemen out, so be it. You know, Jonah's starting. Wendell Moy is starting. Josh Baker is starting. I think Leif had a really good spring, but you got other positions. Like, you know, I like Polito, but can you count on Polito to stay healthy?
Yeah.
And you, if you want to rotate guys, who's your backups? It's not pretty. Like, Rhino is fine. He's not ready, in my opinion, for major snaps. And meanwhile, you're playing him all over the line. Like, you're forcing him at tackle because of injuries and all that. I don't know if he's ready to start. You just, you know, veteran guys is what I would look for. Offensively, I think you need to add an explosive wide receiver if you can, a burner type. You know, defensively, yeah, I mean, I just said it. But, and then a running back. I think they add one, maybe two running backs. You know, I will say this. I have no problem at all whatsoever with kids transferring. I've said that multiple times. I think Ephesians Prysock handled it poorly with selling his jersey.
Yeah, that was crappy.
But I will say this. An hour, 2 hours before the spring game, Jordan Washington tweets out the Washington umbrella with rain. Jordan Washington did not dress today. And I'm pretty sure, I would assume, that Brent Brennan said there's no chance. He's not hurt. He is. Jordan Washington is not hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm Brent Brennan, he's a nicer guy than I am. Because I would have said, you're not even allowed on my field.
Yeah, I was saying bye.
And give me your key. And another member of the media was like, I would have taken his access away. I would too. Like, I would say, you're done. Like, yeah, there's other dudes in the portal. Like, Warnell is in the portal.
Really crappy.
And he's probably leaving Arizona. When he leaves Arizona, he's going to speak highly of Arizona. Guarantee it. For that kid to do that.
With a handful of hours before the spring game. You couldn't wait for 2 hours after the spring game?
Yeah, and he's probably going to visit Washington next weekend. And he's probably going to commit next weekend. But to do that, to me, that's a spite move, right?
Oh, yeah, it's petty.
Now, I will say that Arizona is not crying tears. You know, I think the only two running backs on the roster right now, I'm just going to be blunt, that Arizona probably feels confident in getting a large amount of carries would be Conley and Speedy. They need a power back. They have to have a power back. They're going to add a power back. And from there, we'll see what happens. But, I didn't like that move at all, but whatever. You know, it's an interesting situation. I'm trying to be very nice.
Trying to be very diplomatic.
But I'm dead serious. Like, if I was Brendan, he wouldn't even have been allowed on the field. I would have kicked him out of the, you know what? Give me your stuff. You're on scholarship until you leave. I get it. You're suspended indefinitely until you decide. Because that's just, I mean, that's the equivalent of like Kangaika went to ASU, right? Didn't mention ASU until he committed there and hasn't said one bad thing about Arizona. It was at the spring game.
He was
game
at
today
Arizona game today. I saw him.
His auntie or his mom or someone, they make the lays.
That's right.
And he's a great kid. Like, I won't say, like, great kid.
I texted you a picture of him. I was like, he's dressed out in ASU stuff.
He's not going to go home and tweet, like, oh, we're better or oh, we're this. Like, he handles it the right way. I couldn't imagine him, you know, tweeting a pitchfork. You know what I mean? And then an hour later, like go to the spring game. Like, he would just never have done it. It was very quiet. He went to ASU. No one knew he was at ASU until he was at ASU. He committed. He didn't say F Arizona. He said all love. I love my Arizona guys. He was shaking hands and hugging friends. There's right ways and wrong ways. And I just think that Jordan Washington just handled this super poorly, which is weird because I don't dislike Jordan Washington from my time talking to him.
Mm, yeah, that's a character telling move there. But so
the next 3 days are going to be very interesting.
Oh yeah,
around the country.
Are you kind of on call? Like, you already told the girls and me, like, the next 3 days might.
Yeah,
suck.
I don't know.
It might be great.
Yeah,
we don't know. Okay.
But there should be good news too. They're going to pick up. Like, they have 15 open scholarships, and again, they're not just sitting there twiddling their thumbs. Like,
they are very good.
They are very
staff. Well,
they are very organized, and they know exactly where they need to get better. They're not stupid. They have multiple transfer visitors. And one thing I like to say also is, because some people don't read the message boards or whatever it is, the days of portal publicity are going away. And the reason why they're going away is because I'll throw out an example. Chase Kennedy for Utah is on campus right now. Defensive lineman from Utah. Good player, probably needs to gain a little bit of weight, but good depth guy. He was offered by Arizona. Within minutes, ASU offered. And then another school offered.
He tweeted it though, right?
And then another school offered, right? And he tweeted it, and that's fine. If they want to tweet it. The kid from Ronan Chambers, I think. The kid from Tulane, that's committed, right? BYU offered within minutes of Arizona offering. Arizona has multiple transfers on campus. But they don't want people to know where they're visiting because the portal's dirty. They're going to say, oh, well, what did Arizona offer you? Oh, well, we can offer you that. And people are thinking, well, you're telling me these schools don't know? Yeah, like, a lot of these schools aren't going to contact a kid. Now, you're going to see other kids that have major national recruitments like Damian Martinez did and he went to Miami, where everyone's going to know where the kid's visiting because their agent is telling everyone. But the lower level kids, like the what did I just say?
Chase?
Yeah. People aren't going to...
They're not on the radar until they're on the radar.
Right. Like, Kennedy's like he's a good player, but he's not a Damian Martinez type. So he's not on the radar until all of a sudden you go, oh, why is Arizona tripping him? Well, I want to trip him, blah, blah, blah. And before you know it, kid's got 20 offers and his price just went up 200 grand, right?
I mean, good for him, but it's not good for Arizona.
And so it's just not, and basketball's the same way. Like basketball portal guys, like the only reason we knew that Toby Awaka from Tennessee was on campus is because Michael Luke happened to go to the same culinary dropout that night. If Mike doesn't go, we probably never know.
Right.
And that's because you just don't, the portal's different. High school kids, whatever. But the portal is just a different animal.
I'm sure the Arizona coaches, the basketball coaches, by the way, saw Mike and were like, oh, man.
Yeah, but like high school kids, like we have a list right now in Wildcat Authority. I think we're the only ones right now. We have like 25 high school kids. There are probably more, but we gave you the bigger names because that's different. These kids have a long way to go, right? Portal's just a different animal, and I don't mind it at all, and I'll never argue with the point because I've seen it firsthand. It's just it's a dirty business.
It gets spoiled. It's just not good, so... There you go. I did say earlier that we have a couple of shout outs. So I was shout out quite a bit.
Before I get started, I don't know the kid's name.
I know. We don't know your name.
Because it was loud. You were a young boy. You were on the field. You shook my hand and you said that you and your father listened to the podcast. I'm horrible with names, but I also couldn't hear because I'm old. But you were adorable. Whoever you are, you made my night. Once again, Shelby, I know what you're thinking. Yes, Brian Peterson was right next to me.
Yes!
He walked ahead of me and he goes, your fans just wait in the hallway for you to come down on the field. But that was literally, like, that was awesome. That made my night. It was really cool. So.
Oh, and if you'd had a sticker in your pocket, you could have given it
also,
to him.
Also, shout out Tony Jones, mm-hmm. and AJ Jones' father. We went out for a beer the other night. Really cool dude. Really honest. You know, the one thing I will give Jed credit for is he did build a good culture. The parents are all very nice. Nobody is really an asshole that I've come across. Just fun. Fun night. Fun weekend.
Good. I mean, you even drank some beers with Mike and
I did.
Mr. Tony.
That's impressive.
And Erica. Erica Lede.
Erica can get anyone to drink.
That's true. Anyway, I'm just quick shout out. I was handing out, if you found me in the crowd, I was giving out Wildcat Scoop podcast stickers. And I met Chris and Morning. I asked her to say her name twice because I thought it was loud. I thought it was Courtney and or Chelsea. And I had her clarify it is Morning. So thank you so much for listening. And thank you for being a Tucson native like me. It was lovely to meet you. There was a lady who met me at the statue of John Button Salmon. It was loud. You know, there was a lot going on. I didn't catch her name either, but she's the wife of Don. And Don gave us basketball tickets, me and Brielle basketball tickets just a couple months ago. So thank you so much to Don's wife. It was lovely to meet you. And there's a couple other people, but my friends who came over to say hello to us. I went to college with Gabe and I know his wife, Carolyn, and their whole crew are always awesome. So shout out to you. And to Henry Linker, and to Pat, and to Ellis, hello to all of you. We will be coming to your tailgate in the fall. Jason doesn't know that. He just found out right now. Anyway, we appreciate all of you, and we'll try to keep stickers in our pockets when we meet you in the future. It was lovely to have a football day. We can't wait for, you know, August 31st is the next game. But Jason will be at fall practices like usual. We have a long way to go. There's, you know, portal's not closed yet. And, you know, whatever.
I was just showing Shelby something.
What is it?
You want to read that online? Should we do it online?
Yeah, we can do it. I guess you're I thought there was a spelling mistake, but no, there's not a spelling mistake. So just kind of exciting on if you live in the Northwest side.
Please don't show up with like 100.
Don't show
people.
Up with a whole bunch of people.
This could be really stupid. We'll find out.
But we'll find out. We're just telling everyone. But starting next Saturday, May 4th, and every Saturday in the summer in Rancho Escondido, which is a neighborhood in the Northwest side of town, where we may or may not live. I may or may not have helped book an ice cream truck or like a icy truck every Saturday at our pool from 1 to 3.
And so they're good people. That's the only reason I bring it up.
Yep, because we want to help support small businesses. Just, you know, throwing out who potentially could be here.
Yeah, you could see me shirtless. That's
Miss Emily Sweet Treats, Kona Ice, Boogaloo. Actually, Kona Ice of Marana. Kona, not Kona Ice of Tucson, even though my friend Carrie, love her.
I'll be wearing my Speedo and I'll be shirtless.
We'll be out at the pool occasionally, but mostly just go get some ice cream.
We're not going to be there every day, but.
No, but that was very nice. You kind of caught me off guard there. But thank you to our ice cream friends.
Maybe it's just made a horrible mistake. We'll find out.
You know, whatever. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I'll be handing out autographs on May 11th.
On the autograph app?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I do need to get more stickers because I handed out almost as many as I had.
Stickers and ice cream.
Stickers and ice cream.
I'm also trying to get Shelby to make me a very unique Wildcat Authority shirt.
That is true. Shoot. That's on the docket. For very soon.
Just for me. Unless people want to buy it. I have a feeling people want to buy it.
I think if you wear it, people are going to want
it. We're not going to say anything. You might be able to guess what it is, but it's a very popular saying on Wildcat Authority these days. That's all. Just leave it at that.
It might be like your trademark phrase.
Yeah.
Well, while we work on all of that, in the meantime, you know what I'm going to say.
Wherever.
No matter where you are.
Where you are.
Or what you do.
Where you are doing it.
And hopefully, you know, maybe come support an ice cream truck this summer in our neighborhood.
Meet our puppies.
You might see our puppy. You can always bear down.
Shelby, did you notice what Brent Brennan was wearing today?
I believe he was wearing the powder blue Arizona baseball jersey.
Yes, he was wearing, I don't think it's powder blue. Was it? I don't know.
Pretty sure.
Anyway, he was wearing a baseball jersey, and when we asked him why, he just said, "Shout out baseball. They're playing well."
I love it.
And then he said, "When you're offered a lay, you don't turn it down."
Never.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.